Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning is from the Gospel just read, as well as from Romans chapter 6. The head of John the Baptist on a platter. That's what Salome, the daughter of Herodias, asked for when her sick stepfather offered to give her anything up to half of his kingdom. I can think of a lot better ways to use that kind of genie-like wish. What good was the dead head of John going to do to her? She was probably about 12 years old, a child by most people's standards, except for 12-year-olds, of course. Certainly she was a pawn in the very adult games that adulterous Herod and his new wife were playing. I'm sure that their behavior made sense to them. All our sins make sense to us at some level. We call it rationalizing. We might also call it willful ignorance, or maybe even open rebellion. But every one of us here has done things that we're not proud of. Things that fit right up there with the crazy games of Herod, his wife, and stepdaughter. While we may step back from their actions, it's not that far off from the things that we all do in thought, word, and deed every day. And that's what got John the Baptist in trouble. God's word isn't a game, and John was in no humor to set aside or ignore their sinful behavior. And for John's fearless and faithful preaching, he lost his life. First glance, that seems like a pretty tragic ending to the forerunner of Christ, dying because he made a half-rate king mad for speaking the truth that everyone knew. What kind of a death is that? If we were to take even a cursory look at the martyrs, those Christians that died for confessing the faith to an unbelieving world, we would probably find that many of their stories were not exactly movie material either. Being faithful in the Christian faith isn't about what it looks like on the outside. That's what John the Baptist understood. If it is, then he was in big trouble. Crazy clothes, crazy food, even more crazy message. Repent, John cried. Repent, turn around from your sinful ways, for the King of Glory is near. The Son of God in the flesh is right here in your midst. What John understood is that our lives are not about outward appearances. What makes the difference? What changes things for sinners like you and me is not what we look like, what we wear, how much money we have or don't have. No, what makes the difference for us is the life and death and life again of Jesus Christ. St. Paul put it this way. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. What that means for you and for me, and especially for little Luke, who was baptized this morning, is that you are already dead. So was John. You died with Jesus almost 2,000 years ago. It doesn't look like it. You're holding up pretty well for being dead. But it's true nonetheless. You died when you were baptized. Your baptism, which on the surface doesn't look like much, was the event that changed everything for you. Your baptism means that Jesus' death was your death, and even more importantly, His resurrection was your resurrection as well. He is the first fruits of them that sleep, as St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians. For John, this meant he could preach without fear, knowing that he was already dead in Christ. For little Luke, it means that no matter what turns his life takes, no matter what the ups and downs are, no matter what may come for him, he is baptized. And that means that he is in Christ, and Christ is in him forever. On the last day, Luke, and you, and me, and John the Baptist, and all of God's baptized children will be reunited around the Lamb who was slain for us. It begins here at the font. But this life in God never ends. Some of us may be martyred for the faith. Some of us may live long lives reflecting Christ's love to the world. But no matter what path our Lord takes you on, the end is the same. You are in him. The tombs will be opened. The dead will be raised. And there will be eternal life to all who trust in him. Rejoice and be glad, for you are baptized into Christ. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith unto life everlasting. Amen.